基督活着。
Christ lives.
圣灵与我们同在。
And the Holy Spirit is with us.
今天是一个特殊的日子。
Today is a special day.
不单单今天是9月13号。
Not just because of September 13th.
而是神今天特别的祝福他自己的教会。
Because today God especially blessed his church.
今天我们见证了圣灵的丰富。
And we testified the abundance of the Holy Spirit.
从得救的弟兄到敬拜的诗歌。
From the brothers who just got saved and to our worship songs.
圣灵与我们同在。
And the Holy Spirit is with us.
主与众弟兄姊妹同在。
And the Lord is with all brothers and sisters.
感谢赞美主。
Thank the Lord.
转眼我们来到了今年的第三个季度。
And now we come to the third quarter of this year.
就要进入到第四个季度。
We are entering the fourth quarter.
有的弟兄姊妹开始在一周左右前发信息，该看葵花了。
And some brothers and sisters send emails about a week ago. It's about time to go see the sunflowers.
有时候我们忘记了季节，但是当看到提醒看葵花的时候，我们知道金秋已经到了。
And sometimes we forgot the season, but when there's a reminder to see the sunflowers, we know fall is at hand.
金秋是一个收获的季节，我们都知道。
We know this golden autumn is a season for harvest.
那我们不仅要问，今年我们在今年的主题下，我们的收获如何？
So we'll ask ourselves, what is our harvest in today's And in this year's theme.
一会儿我们一同的来思想。
We'll ponder on this today.
好，问候线上和现场的弟兄姊妹平安。
And peace to the brothers and sisters here and online.
我们今天有出门刚刚回来的弟兄姊妹。
And today we have brothers and sisters who just got back from travel.
有第一次在我们当中的。
And also someone who come here for the first time.
我们还有大家很熟悉的苏口姊妹，今天也在我们当中。
And our sister Suko, who we are all very familiar with.
感谢赞美主。
Thank the Lord.
这个家真是丰丰富富。
Thank the Lord for we have a abundant a home of abundance.
今年我们的 Alpha Course, 我们知道有很长时间的寻求。
And we all know that we've seeked a lot for the Alpha Course this year.
我们也不知道，一开始的时候，我们不知道这个 Alpha Course 今年将会如何。
At the very beginning, we really don't know what's going to be going on this Alpha Course for this year.
奇妙的神，我们看见，把八位的中国的青年的学生，奇妙的带进了这个 Alpha Course.
But our God is amazing. He led eight students into this Alpha Course.
从教会从神的事工来看，这是一个神的祝福，是神的得胜。
From church and the ministry's perspective, this is a special blessing from God.
如果从这几位学生来说，问他们的经历，你来美国仅仅这三四个月，你最大的收获是什么？
If you ask these students just for the short 3-4 months in U.S., what is your most special experience.
如果不是认识了主，
if they haven't know the Lord,
问这几位的弟兄姊妹，他们可能会说这一次的经历糟糕。
Maybe they will say they had an awful experience.
经历了住处的困难，经历了工作的压力和一些意想不到的事。
And they experienced that the difficulties for dwelling place and the pressure at work and other things that's unexpected.
这些经历对这些年轻的心来说，对他们的冲击比那块草地干了、瓦片掉了、冰箱停了，冲击力一点都不小。
And for them, that for the young people who come here for the first time, it's much more a shock than the roofing.Problems, the lawn problems, and the refrigerator problems.
但是你再问他们，你这三四个月的经历，你最大的得着是什么？
So if you ask them again, what's the biggest gain for this 3-4 months?
他们在见证中，在敬礼中，毫不犹豫的回答：我得着了基督。
And their testimony, during the baptism is that I got Christ.
神得着了我。
And God obtained me.
我们在 Alpha Course 的过程中，教会我们所有的弟兄姊妹，几乎从南到北到中，我们都参与了这样的事工。
And during this Alpha Course, the entire church got engaged. No matter there are north or south or in the middle.
当如果我们说这次 Alpha Course 是一个很大的成功的话
，If we call it a great success，
我们说是我们同工们我们努力的结果，还是怎样
？We'll call it because of our endeavor or what？
我想众弟兄姊妹会异口同声的说，这是神的得胜，是圣灵的结果。
But we'll speak with one voice that is God's work.
那今天我们一起的继续回到我们今年的主题，关于就是当作圣洁的活祭献于神。
And today we'll come back to our theme and to present our body as a living sacrifice to God.
当我们想到这个话题的时候，我们心里边难免有一个隐隐的想法。
And when we are pondering on this, a thought will always bubble up in our hearts.
我们要当作活祭献出来，我们要拿出去，要给出去。
And in our mindset to present our body as a living sacrifice, we need to give up something.
我们要付出的话，那我剩下的是不是就少了呢？
So I will have less left for myself.
神说让我们完全的献上。
And to present without reservation.
如果说拿走了一就少了一的话，那完全的献上，我们还有剩吗？
If I present one, then it will be one minus on my account.
神的亮光就赐给了我们。今天我要和弟兄姊妹一同的来分享，那就是得胜之祭。
And with the light from God, today I want to share that the victorious sacrifice.
这个得胜的祭不是说我们付出了我们就减少。
It's not that everything that we present, that we offer, is a minus for us.
而是神要加倍的奖赏给我们，偿还给我们。
On the contrary, that God will reward us abundantly.
原来我们的奉献，我们的献祭，是神给我们的祝福，是神要借此要给我们丰盛。
And through our sacrifice, God will bless us abundantly.
在寻求当中呢，神的话语给了我四个，让我和有感动和弟兄姊妹分享四个题目。
And when I seek the Lord, there are four aspects I want to share with brothers and sisters.
在这个得胜之下呢，我们看到是有得胜的根基。
And under this victorious sacrifice, we see the foundation of victory.
得胜的献上。
And the offering of victory.
得胜的见证。
The testimony of the victory.
还有得胜的生命。
And the life of victory.
这将是四次的信息。我们今天我们专注在得胜之际，是羔羊宝血得胜的根基。
These will be four messages, and today we'll focus on the first, the victorious sacrifice, the blood, the precious blood of the Lamb, the foundation of victory.
我们好不好再一起的来读一下启示录十二章十节、十一节，用中文和英文，我们可以一起的来读。
Let us read together again, Revelation chapter 12, verse 10 and 11.
启示录十二章十节，我听见在天上有大声音说，我神的救恩、能力、国度，并他基督的权柄，现在都来到了。因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的，已经被摔下去了。弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们至于死，也不爱惜性命。感谢我们的主。
Thank the Lord。
英文读过了啊，也、yeah, 我们一起读了。好，那感谢主，这短短的两节的经文，我们看到神话语中的丰富。
And thank the Lord that we can see the abundance in these two verses.
那我们今天就一同的来思想得胜的羔羊宝血，它作为我们得胜的根基。
And today let us pondering on this precious blood of the Lamb that's a foundation of our victory.
在经文当中我们首先看到羔羊宝血它是有权柄有能力的。
And first of all, we see that the authority and the preciousness of the blood of the Lamb.
因为它要成就救恩。
Because it accomplishes salvation.
借着这宝血能彰显能力和权柄。
It manifests the power and the authority.
借着十字架，借着羔羊的宝血，神的国度将被建立。
And through this precious blood, it will establish the kingdom of God.
我们再仔细的一看，原来宝血它是一个得胜的宝血。
And if we look more thoroughly, that this precious blood is a blood, the blood of the victory.
我有一次和一位犹太教的一位给我做contractor， 我跟他有交谈。
And one time I have some communication with a Jewish contractor.
他不接受耶稣基督。
He has not accepted Jesus Christ yet.
他告诉我说，如果基督是得胜的话，为何被钉在了十字架上？
He said that if Jesus has overcome, why he still got crucified on the cross?
我记得我回答他说，这正是基督得胜的奥秘。
And I replied that this is the very mystery of his victory.
羔羊宝血的得胜彰显在胜过撒旦仇敌。
And the victory of the precious blood of the Lamb revealed that he's overcome the dominion of the Satan.
对于我们作为他的儿女，羔羊的宝血胜过了死亡。
And for us who believe that the precious blood of the Lamb overcome death.
羔羊宝血也成为了见证。
And it also becomes the testimony.
它见证了我们原本是死的，它救我们进入到了活的生命当中。
It testified that he saved us from death to life.
它让我们说的救我最终的生命进入到了，得到了一个崭新的生命。
He saved us from the sinful life into a brand new life.
不但让我们得着新的生命，神羔羊的宝血还继续在我们生命中做工。
Not only that, this precious blood of the Lamb also continue to work within our lives.
我刚才问，今天九月十三号有什么特别？
I just asked that what's special about today, September 13th?
因为神在今天又按着他的心意将我们的心更新了。
Because God has renewed our heart again according to His will.
羔羊的宝血，圣灵在引领我们跟随神走这条成圣的路。
The precious blood of the Lamb and Holy Spirit led us to walk on this path of sanctification.
我们沿着这条路看过去，沿着这条路行过去，在末端，在不是末端，在那个远处，我们看到的是神的国度。
We walk along this way, and we'll see the kingdom of God.
我们将进入这荣耀的国度。
And we'll enter this glorious kingdom.
宝血得胜。
And the precious blood is victorious.
好，我们看完了这个经文，我们今天我们一起的来思想三个题目。
And today we're pondering on these three aspects.
这个得胜的宝血是神从起初就为我们预备了。
And God has prepared this precious blood from the very beginning.
羔羊的宝血是属灵征战得胜的根基。
And this precious blood is a foundation of the victory on the spiritual warfare.
羔羊的宝血能够带领我们得到最终的得胜。
And the precious blood of the Lamb will ensure us for the ultimate victory.
我们一起来思想。
Let us pondering on these.
我们说到神的宝血，我们知道主耶稣道成了肉身，为我们的罪定了十字架。新约，这是发生在新约的事。
And we know that our Lord is a word became flesh, and he saved us on the cross. This is recorded in the New Testament.
如果我们追寻神的话，我们可以回到旧约，原来神在旧约当中就为我们应许。
And this can also be traced even back to Old Testament.
这个应许早在当人刚刚犯罪之后。
You can trace all the way back to the promises of God when man first sinned.
那个时候，我们的神就为我们预备了宝血，并且已经为我们预备了得胜的宝血。
And even that time, God has already prepared for man this precious blood, the victorious blood.
在创世纪三章十五节的后半段说，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇，女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤他的脚跟。
In Genesis 3:15, And between your offspring and her offspring, he shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel.
借着主耶稣基督羔羊的宝血，要战胜，要伤到撒旦的头。
And through the victorious blood, it will bruise the Satan's heel.
伤到头，那就是一个完全的得胜，因为头就是他的生命所在。
And to bruise Satan's head, that's a ultimate victory.
而伤他的脚跟，受伤的脚跟，预表耶稣基督他作为羔羊为我们流的宝血。
And bruise his heel is a type that on the cross our Jesus Christ will shed his blood.
那神也预表在旧约中也借着先知预表了基督羔羊的宝血。
And there are also types throughout the prophet's prophecy.
创世纪二十二章八节，亚伯拉罕说，我儿，神必自己预备做燔祭的羔羊。
In Genesis chapter 22 verse 8, Abraham said, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son.
亚伯拉罕献以撒的这个经历我们都非常的熟悉。
We're all very familiar with Abraham's experience offering his son.
那个献燔祭的羔羊，那预表的主神要为我们预备主耶稣基督作为我们救赎的羔羊。
And the lamb for the burnt offering is a type for our Jesus Christ who will become this the lamb.
同样也预表了神为我们预备救赎的宝血。
It's also the type that our Lord Jesus has prepared this precious blood for our salvation.
利未记十七章十一节，我把这血赐给你们，可以在坛上为你们的生命赎罪，因血里有生命，所以能赎罪。
Leviticus chapter 17 verse 11, For I have given it to you on the altar to make atonement for your souls, for it is the blood that makes atonement by the life.
这个能完全赎罪的血不是旧约中牲畜的血。
So we know that this precious blood is not really from the animals in the Old Testament.
它预表是我们主耶稣基督为救赎我们的罪钉十字架留下的宝血。
It's a type of the precious blood that our Lord, when he crucified on the cross, he shed his blood, to save us.
当人类刚刚犯罪的时候，神就已经为我们预备了救赎。
When man just sinned, God has already prepared for that. God has already prepared salvation for us.
他应许了羔羊，应许了救赎的宝血。
He promised the lamb, and he promised the precious blood.
而这宝血借着我们道成肉身的主耶稣基督成就了。
And it has been accomplished through our Lord Jesus Christ.Who is the Word become flesh?
耶稣道成肉身，他自己成为了那个羔羊。
and so the Word became flesh, and He Himself became the Lamb.
他来带着一个计划，父神给的计划，那就是说要上十字架，要流宝血，又要救赎世人的罪。
He carried the plan from the Father that He will shed His blood on the cross to save man.
我们在约翰福音一章三十六节，我们这个施洗约翰见耶稣行走，就说：“看哪，这是神的羔羊。”
And in John chapter 1 verse 36, and he looked at Jesus as he walked by the, and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
约翰福音六章五十三节，耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。”
John 6 verse 53. So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in you."
羔羊，我们主耶稣基督的身体要成就国度。
And the body of our Lord Jesus Christ will accomplish the kingdom.
而他流血的宝血要借着要赐给我们新的得救的生命。
And the blood that He shed will give us a new life.
而这个生命在约翰福音一章四节说，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
And in John 1 verse 4 said that in Him was life, and the life was the light of man.
我们的主耶稣作为神预备的羔羊。
And our Lord Jesus Christ is the Lamb prepared by God.
他带着生命要赐给我们。
He carries the life to bestow to us.
他来到这个罪恶的世界，要上十字架，用宝血救赎我们。
He came to the sinful world to be crucified and to save us.
而主耶稣，他作为羔羊流血宝血，他要得胜。
And as the Lamb, our Lord Jesus, he come to overcome.
并且一定得胜。
And He will overcome.
因为当神在最早与人立约的时候，我们记得亚伯拉罕之约的时候，他已经确定神的旨意，神的约一定要成就。
And we know that at the time back to the time for the covenant with Abraham, he has the assurance that this covenant will be fulfilled.
那今天我们借着这位 Max 弟兄他的受洗，我们再一次看到神宝血的功效。
And through the baptism of our brother Max, we can see the impact of this, the effectiveness of this precious blood.
羔羊宝血得胜了。
And the precious blood of the Lamb overcomed.
他胜过了所有这些艰难困苦。
He overcome all these difficulties.
他赐给了这位年轻的弟兄一个美好的一个生命。
Jesus gave this young brother a beautiful new life.
感谢赞美主。
Thank the Lord.
这也正是我们每个人的经历。我想我们都还记得我们受洗的年日。
And this is also our own experience. We all remembered the days after our baptism.
我们每一个弟兄姊妹都是得胜羔羊宝血的见证。
And we all testify the precious blood, victorious blood of the Lamb.
而这个宝血的得胜的宝血是成就在十字架上。
And this victory has been accomplished on the cross.
当世人的眼光把十字架看成是羞辱和失败的时候，我们的主耶稣正是在这个地方，在十字架上，他得胜了。
And the world viewed this cross as a place for failure, but actually, that's the very place that's our Lord's victory.
耶稣自己见证了这个得胜。
And Jesus himself testified this victory.
约翰福音十九章三十节，耶稣尝了那醋，就说：“成了， 便低下头，将灵魂交付神了。
John 19 verse 30, when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
弟兄姊妹，当我们读到这一节经文的时候，我们是不是被两个画面所震撼？一个是耶稣基督把灵魂交在父神的手中。
And when we read these two verses, have we been shocked by the thought that our Lord Jesus gave up his spirit to his Father?
而另一个说成了，主耶稣基督说。
And the other is that he said, "It is accomplished. It is done."
这个成了，主耶稣他说成了，他是已经完成的。
It has been finished.
当我们读到启示录二十一章六节，当基督再来的时候，他又对我说：“都成了。我是阿尔法，我是欧米伽，我是初，我是终。我要将生命泉的水白白赐给那口渴的人，得胜的必承受这些为业。我要做他的神，他要做我的儿子。”
Now in Revelation 21 verse 6 and 7, and he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment. The one who conquers will have this heritage, and I will be his God, and he will be my son."
当主耶稣被钉十字架的时候，
When Jesus was crucified on the cross,
他说成了。
He said, "It is finished."
那是那一天发生的事，可是耶稣基督得胜宝血还继续在工作。
That's what happened on that very day, but the victorious blood have its impact on us even today.
他最终的得胜是基督再来的时候。
The ultimate victory is on the day, will be on the day of his second coming.
他将赐给我们得救的人生命册上的名字和白色的袍子。
And we'll see our manifest the names that's been recorded on the book of life, and we'll have this white robe.
他为我们预备的住处原来是那么美好的新天新地。
The dwelling place that he has prepared for us is that beautiful new heaven and new earth.
在新的国度中，我们知道再也没有忧伤，再也没有痛苦，再也没有伤病。
And we know that in this kingdom there will be no more sorrow or pain or illness.
这一切都是耶稣基督羔羊宝血的得胜。
That's all because of the victory of the precious blood of Jesus.
他的得胜借着我们新的生命，让我们成为了他得胜的见证。
And through his victory, our new lives becomes his testimony.
那我们说，我们如何是，我们怎样是，我们是如何靠宝血得胜？我们如何能得胜
？How we conquer by this blood？
我们知道，我们要经历的不会是一帆风顺。
We know it will not be very smooth。
刚受洗的这六位年轻的生命，他们未来的旅途也不会是一帆风顺。
We know that the six young lives that who just got saved on their future won't be effortless.
当我们在这欢喜快乐的时候，撒旦在那里咬牙切齿。
And that we know that while we're so happy for them, that the enemy, Satan, he hated it.
他要借着撒旦，要借着各种各样的事来阻拦这六个生命。
And Satan will put all kinds of obstacles he can.
所以他们未来的路将是要面临的是属灵的征战。
So they will face the spiritual warfare in the future.
但是属灵的征战不是靠他们个人。
But we don't win they wouldn't win this warfare by themselves.
也不单单是靠着和这个教会一同前行。
And not just walk along with this church.
而是靠着耶稣基督得胜的宝血。
But the victory comes through the victorious blood of Jesus.
因为这救赎的宝血，它让我们成为得胜的依靠。
Because this precious blood of the redemption becomes what we rely on for our salvation.
我们回想逾越节那羔羊的血除去了死亡。
And if we pondering back to the Passover, that this blood that becomes the saved Israel people.
那我们也知道，耶稣基督的宝血也成为了我们今天在新约中的逾越节的宝血。
And the blood of Jesus is the Passover blood of the New Testament.
彼得前书一章十八节，知道你们得赎不是凭着能坏的金银等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵、无玷污的羔羊之血。
And First Peter 1, verse 18, knowing that you were ransomed not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot.
这个没有任何瑕疵的羔羊的宝血，成为了我们征战的能力，成了我们征战的武器。
And this precious blood without spot, blemish becomes our power.
因为神要与我们同在。
Because God will be with us.
希伯来书十章十九节，弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所。
And Hebrews 10, verse 19, therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy place with the blood of Jesus,
借着主耶稣这没有瑕疵的羔羊的宝血，我们得以与神同在。
And through this precious blood of the Lamb without blemish or spot, we'll be with God.
我们借着这羔羊的宝血，我们能够战胜撒旦的控告。
And we can overcome the accusation from Satan.
启示录十二章十节的后半段，因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的已经摔下去了，弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血。
And Revelation 12 verse 10, for the accuser of our brothers has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before God.
我们坦然无惧，也不怕撒旦的控告，因为羔羊的宝血战胜了撒旦的控告。
And we have this bonus, and we are not afraid of the accusation from Satan because this victorious blood.
我们靠着这宝血，更是坦然的，坦然无惧。
And we can be have the bonus relying on this precious blood.
因为我们看到了那荣耀的盼望。
Because we see that glorious hope,
那美好无比的盼望
that matchless hope.
当我们有在这个盼望当中的时候，这世界的风浪已经在不足挂齿。
And with such a hope that the waves of this world is nothing.
兄弟胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们随之于死，也不爱惜性命。
And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they loved not their lives even unto death.
羔羊的宝血战胜了死亡的恐惧。
This precious blood overcame the fear of death.
因为这宝血将赐给一个更新的生命，并且是一个永恒的生命。
Because this precious blood gives a new and eternal life.
连死的恐惧都没有了，我们还怕任何世界的风浪吗？
If we conquered the fear of death, will we still be afraid of any waves of this world?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们在今后的人生，每一个人，我想我们都会经历风浪。
And I know that every one of us will experience the waves in this world.
我们的主耶稣在十字架上说成了的时候，他在告诉我们说，我的血已经战胜了撒旦。
And when our Jesus has been crucified on the cross, he told us that his blood has overcome Satan.
你们不要怕。
Do not be afraid.
有我与你们同在。
I will be with you.
直到永远。
Until the end of the world.
我们主耶稣的羔羊的宝血得胜了。
And we know that the precious blood of the Lamb has overcome.
我们也照样能够得胜。
And accordingly, we will have the victory.
不是因为我们的能力，而是靠着这羔羊的宝血。
Not because our power, but because the blood of the Lamb.
神在十字架上救赎了我们的罪，他给了我们一个新的身份。
And God has a redemption for us on the cross, and He gave us a new life.
他改变了我们的生命。
He changed our life.
我们看到死，我们从死的罪人。借着宝血，让我们成为称义的活人。
And the dead sinners now become the justified living.
我们本来是在世间属世的罪人，结果我们借着宝血，让我们成为属基督的人。
And we were worldly people, and now through this blood, we become those belongings to Christ.
我们本来是在罪中是神的敌人。
We were enemies of God.
神借着宝血让我们成为他的儿女。
And through this blood, we become children of God.
神是我们的父。
And God is our Father.
他没有抛弃犯罪的儿女。
He didn't forsake the children who have sinned.
他就是那位爱我们的父，他敞开了门，敞开了胸怀，迎接我们。进入到他的怀中，进到他的国中。
He loves us. He opened his arms to embrace us, welcomed us to enter his kingdom.
撒旦在神那里控告我们说：“你们是罪人，你们不配。”
We were accused by Satan that we are sinners that and we are not worthy.
我们的神说：“我的血已经赦免了，遮盖了你们的罪，你们因信称义。”
And our God said that this precious blood has covered your sin, and you are justified by faith.
我们怕，我们当有罪的时候怕见神，我们当有罪的时候，我们也抵挡不住撒旦。
And we are the fearful, and we are afraid that we cannot fight against Satan when we are under sin.
羔羊的宝血除去了我们的惧怕。
And the precious blood of the Lamb removed our fear.
他打败了失败，让我们跟随神走这条得胜的路，我们一定得胜到底。
And this this blood overcomes the failure that and lead us to walk on this way of victory.
这是神给我们的确据。
And this is a assurance from God.
这个图片是昨天刚刚的，我刚 update。
I had this picture yesterday.
我们在继续的寻求神，教会，我们神要祝福他的教会，要兴旺他的教会，是从寻求神和神的关系开始。
And God will bless and lead His church, and the very first step is we need to seek Him.
昨天教会的七位的带领同工。我们在一个灵里边，我们用了一天的时间在这里。今年这是我们第一次的这个属灵的一个灵命追求、灵命塑造的一个第一次的一个特会聚修会。
There are seven brothers in the leaders group. We had a one day whole day retreat at church.
感谢主，我们借着神的话，我们借着祷告。与神亲近
and we seek the Lord through His Word and through prayer.
我们似乎是献上了一天的时间
and it looks like we offered one day worth of time.
可是神给了我们满满的、丰满的祝福
but God blessed us abundantly.
当七位弟兄离开的时候，我们都觉得这一天神给了我们太丰富的祝福。
When seven of us left yesterday, we feel like we get fully blessed by the Lord.
神也将如此的祝福我们每一位的弟兄姊妹。
And God will also bless every brother and sisters this way.
祝福每一位跟随他行路的人。
He will bless everyone who follow him on this way.
当我们再回想今年这个主题，当作神圣洁的活祭献于神的时候。
when we pondering on our theme verse today, this year, to present our body as a living sacrifice,
我们就不再想的是我们要付出多少。
And our mindset is not on how much I have to offer,
而是神，我们想的是我们从神得着多少。
But how much we'll gain from God.
神的祝福非常的丰富，以至于他要把我们，要拣选我们成为神国度的基业。
And the blessings are so rich, and it will include that we are the inheritance of the kingdom.
出埃及记十九章六节，你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。
Exodus 19 verse 6, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
在启示录五章九节，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神，又叫他们成为国民，做祭司归于神，在地上掌执掌王权。
Revelation 5 verse 9, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation, and you've made them a kingdom and a priest to God, and they shall reign on the earth.
我们从我们的神羔羊被杀。
And our Lord, the lamb has been slain.
他要留下宝血来买赎我们。
The blood, he shed, has a redemption for us.
让我们归于基督。
So that we'll belong to Christ.
成为神国度的子民。
To become the people of the kingdom.
成为神国宝贵的基业。
And to become the kingdom's inheritance.
耶稣基督的宝血，羔羊的宝血，将让我们得胜到底。
And the precious blood of the Lamb will ensure us the ultimate victory.
这个到底的得胜不是靠着我们的能力，唯有靠着耶稣基督那羔羊得胜的宝血。
This ultimate victory is not through our own power, but through the precious blood and victorious blood of the Lamb.
感谢赞美主。
Thank the Lord.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你，今天你把这羔羊宝血的得胜，你展现在我们的面前。
And thank you, Lord, for you to reveal this the victory of the precious blood of the Lamb.
你对我们所说的不是让我们只是知道你得胜的宝血。
And not that we know this by our head.
而是你要让我们借着你羔羊的宝血得胜。
But for us to overcome through this blood.
感谢主，你这羔羊的宝血已经老早为我们预备。
We thank you that you have prepared this from the very beginning.
借着十字架你成就了。
And you have accomplished through the cross.
当基督再来的时候，羔羊宝血得胜的果效将叫最终实现。
And when Christ comes again, the effectiveness of this blood will be fully manifested.
主，求你让我们在你救赎的宝血、得胜的宝血之中。
In this blood of redemption and in this blood of victory,
让我们因着这宝血而得胜。
It will ensure us the victory,
并且得胜到底。
And to the very end.
主啊，求你祝福亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你的儿女们。
Lord, may you bless every brothers and sisters and your children.
过圣洁的生活。
To live a holy life.
做活祭献于我们的神。
And to be a living sacrifice offered to God.
跟随你行这条得胜的道路。
To follow you on this victorious way.
直到你再来。
Till you're coming again.
这样的感恩祷告是奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
We thank and pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.